with a council person from District Council 1. Jerry Donald's his name. Very unique individual. He has two first names and no last. So if you can't remember his first name, just call him by his last. And I think the first time Jerry I interviewed, I called you Donald.
That's fine.
No, it's not. It's ignorance. It's plain stupidity. Look, I have 15 hours a week to destroy you, so don't. Thank you for saying it's fine. Jerry Donald, thank you for 4 years of service. I can say that because I was a skeptic of yours, and I'm not going to talk about elections, but I'm going to talk about the county. But I am, impressed by, you took this serious.
I've tried.
Yeah. And a lot of people say you're trying, so I don't know if it's the
same
thing.
I've gotten out to meet people and tried to do the job and do the research and all that.
Well, this isn't campaign, but is it, you've been there 4 years now.
Second. Yes.
Is it what you expected?
Oh, wow, that's a good question. In some ways, yes. And this isn't all good, but as the world or the country has gotten more partisan,
amen,
it has filtered down to the local level.
Which it should.
It really shouldn't. I mean, the things we deal with aren't particularly partisan issues,
right.
But the whole attitude, not necessarily with the people I'm on the council with,
but
you see some of it, but with the public and things
I've
like
seen
that.
I've seen some of the council meetings where
right
sentences come
I understand.
Up and statements come up with, what? Where'd this come from? All right, let's get to the county. The county is then, according to the county exec, and I had host her once a month. She is gracious enough to come in here. It's because I pay her. We think the county's doing pretty well. I don't know about the taxing issue. Is that our taxes theoretically and technically haven't gone up?
No, still $1.06 where they were 4 years ago.
But our assessments have, and that's supposed to be a good thing because that means your house is worth more money. But
actually, my assessment went down.
Really?
Yeah.
You're
it did.
Well, I can check, so you're not going to tell me
I'm lying. Yeah, I'm not going to make it up.
No, exactly.
Went down about $4,000.
What'd y'all do? Lock off the back of the house? Come on.
No, that was before the basement flooded. So.
All right, let me take you some through items, and I know you probably have things you want to talk about, so I'll see what I want. I don't understand this nonsense, and I and confess, the River Board. Now, first of all, I don't live near the Monocacy River. I used to use the Monocacy River, but I don't live near it.
Right.
I understand the basis of this is, Frank, correct me if I'm wrong, don't you dare, landowners along the Monocacy have been asked or questioned how much the setback should actually be from the river to protect the river. Is that even close to what you're talking about?
There's a whole plan that goes through not just
it's called the river
riparian
plan.
Buffers. It goes through, runoff issues. It goes through reforestation. The whole plan. We're supposed to have a plan. We're supposed to do it with Carroll County because we share part of the river with Carroll County.
Is this plan required by the state or feds?
Okay. The state.
Okay. So they're saying Frederick County come up with a plan.
Well, they did a plan in 1990, and it hasn't been updated since then. And it's supposed to be updated every 10 years.
Okay. So we're behind the ball.
We're behind.
Okay. So the next thing happens, which I thought was kind of smart, is you come up with a board that is made up, I'm assuming, of property owners,
yes.
Environmentalists,
It's a mix of people.
Yeah, right.
There are agricultural representatives on it.
Correct.
But property owners along the river.
At what point does the council and the exec jump in?
Okay. That's a fine question. The River Board works on the plan with staff, with some of the planning staff.
Mm-hmm.
And they worked on it for about 3 years, I believe.
Okay.
And they have public meetings. They take input from people, things like that. And then they come up with a plan. The plan is supposed to be approved by both Carroll County. They have commissioners over there.
Mm-hmm.
And by the Frederick County Council. That's the idea. But also, because it does have some implications with land use, our planning people also vote on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So from the Planning Commission. There's been in the Farm Bureau weighs in on it.
Okay, cool.
So they had some suggestions.
There's a lot of land along the Monocacy farmland.
Well, sure.
All right.
Especially the whole, except around the city,
right.
A great deal of it, because it's basically what you can do with land that, gets involved
exactly.
In floodplain and things like that. So there's a great deal of agricultural land along the river. So they weighed in on it. So Mr. Robert Ramsburg,
mm-hmm.
Came up with something that his people accepted. And then... it came to us. There were still some suggestions. So MC Keegan Ayers done a lot of the work on it.
Mm-hmm.
So she went back and wrote some amendments to just clarify the language, make sure people understood their property rights and things like that. The Planning Commission had some suggestions. So we voted on those, the amendments to the plan. And then...
Did they first come from the board to the council or from the council to the board?
Well, no, they first came from the Planning Commission to us, their suggestions.
But where does the Monocacy River Board
They
come
wrote
in?
The original plan okay. with help from our staff. And not council staff.
No, but planning.
Yes,
whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Because they do the technical stuff
gotcha.
On these things.
Gotcha.
And then at our last meeting, after we voted on the amendments, it was voted 4-3 to then give the plan back to the River Board for them to implement any other things that they want to work on and,
okay.
and see if they can come up with a plan that will be acceptable by both Carroll County and Frederick County.
This is a good thing? Because I know it was a 4-3 vote, and I was surprised by the vote because I didn't understand it.
Sure.
Nor did anybody else in Frederick County.
Any commission we have can send us things whenever they want to.
Okay.
It's not like, you know, we have one copy of the plan and they had to physically get it back in their hands to continue
right.
to work on it.
Right.
I mean, as their membership on the board changes, they may want to change things
mm-hmm.
and send it to us.
Okay.
So I thought technically it would have been better just to say, let us table this
yes.
issue
yes.
until we hear from the River Board
right.
or if we decide to bring it up later point, if we don't think they're ever going to come up with anything
right.
else. So whatever, send it back to the River Board means. But that's kind of, that's the idea. I don't think
yeah.
we'll see it again until they do more with it, if they do more with it.
Will it ever come back?
It's entirely possible.
And
it
if
won't.
It doesn't.
Then it just sits.
Okay.
Fine. What's in the plan if you read it? A great deal of it just puts into the plan things that we already do. Like we have different programs in the county for tree planting, for things mm-hmm. like that, that are going to exist whether there's a Monocacy River plan or not.
Okay, I want you to hold that thought because I want to tell you, just finish up on the River Board because I'm going down the river with this. I'm losing it.
You know what? Can I say something about the River Board? Because Mr. Donald
was
said
that a question to me? Was that a question to me?
Yeah. One of the
well,
frustrations that you've had is how we're all kind of in our tribal corners, you know, that there's...
Well,
And here I see a meeting about this where the only way it's going to work is through compromise, through some kind of middle
consensus.
Solution.
Consensus.
And there are people in red shirts and there are people in blue shirts.
Oh, yeah. It was yeah. very divisive.
Does it need to be? Is it possible to come to a...
I'm not sure at
this
point.
Everybody giving in a little?
You know, I would like to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
But
I'm not sure. When you dig in on any issue after a while, it's hard to...
Well,
to compromise, but who knows? I mean, maybe they'll come up with something. But it was a very, and the people from Carroll County, we had a large contingent of people who came over from Tawnytown to speak about the issue very passionately. So yeah,
well, they
it
made
a pretty
it,
hot issue.
They made it emotional. They emotionalized it, which automatically starts to deteriorate the situation. And then also they took it to a property rights, and I mean, you could, that's like, you know, you can take something somewhere, but it's not there. But let's get away from the River Board because it's back now in the hands of the River Board. We'll stay tuned to find out what happens next.
Yes.
Also in the council, you've got a lot of things going on. You're opening up these places of assembly called libraries.
Yes.
And
we just broke ground yesterday in Myersville.
I saw the picture. And then yeah. everybody's had a gold shovel and a keep the
yeah.
shovel.
This was in Myersville?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
that all right?
It's
Yeah,
it was in the pouring rain.
Yeah, it was.
It was breaking mud.
Yeah, it was cool. But my point being is I didn't know the 8 people in Myersville needed a library.
Oh, they do. Myersville has really grown over the years.
Where?
You got to get back up there.
Where? I was there
Actually,
Monday.
Actually, it's...
it's grown since Monday?
Damn. Yeah, 4 more houses. No, it's... It's
I'm
for the regional area because you've also got everything above that in the valley. You know, you've got
where?
Harmony, you've got Woolsville, you've got everything up in
all
that
right,
way.
We're up to 22
and you,
people.
Now, come on. They're going to be mad at you when you go back there.
I don't care. They need to hear it.
That Myersville Mafia you talked about. They're
on my side. Let me ask
they don't want the library?
No.
We had a huge crowd there yesterday.
I think they're
in the rain.
They were from out of town. Here's my question.
They were Myersvillians.
Myersvillians. I had another name for them. Here's my question. I love Myersville. I do. In fact, I was going to buy a home up there until I went to the neighborhood. Here's what I was thinking. Does that go by you, Frank? You have a firehouse out there.
Yes.
It's a beautiful edifice. It's huge.
It is.
Too big. Some people say.
Yeah, the finances are interesting
yeah.
in that
How's
situation.
How's that going on that? My point being, Councilman, first of all, I am a person, believe it or not, Ron Young taught me this. I'm looking ahead 25 years.
Yes.
25 years from now, we're not going to have standard libraries because you're not going to go in and open a book.
I see your point. If it was just a big warehouse for books, you'd be right.
Right. But it's not. You're not building a library.
The modern library is far more than that.
Right. But don't call it a library. If you're going to call it the Myersville...
It's a media center.
That's not media. Why don't you call it the meeting room or the Myersville complex? But as soon as you say library, there goes the money. And because, in my opinion...
Well, part of it's funded through the impact fee from libraries that we have in the county. So,
it's just more money out of our taxpayers. I know. I mean, I'm not against education. Right. I'm against the fact that people don't realize. And you're like 25 years after I'm dead. People say, you know, he was right. It's the same thing with schools. They have not looked far enough ahead. They're looking. They're taking our schools of 50 years ago and they're making them nice. But they're not looking 50 years in advance. In my opinion, kids in 20 years from now, Jerry, I think will be at home on the computer. And you'll have a... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no, a couple of things. One, I invite the public to take a look at like the Walkersville Library, just to mention it.
Yeah.
Because it the libraries we're building now are trying to not be cookie cutter, but are a piece of the community. So the Walkersville Library is going to be different than the Myersville Library. The Myersville Library is going to have a trolley car in it to see.
So to me, that's...
Well, it makes it also... It gives it some history. It gives it some flavor of the community.
Why not put a Burger King in it? Make if you really want to
that's
make
a whopper of an idea,
yeah,
but no.
Right, yeah. Oh, that was quick.
You like that?
Oh, it was good. Hey. No, I'm thinking... I appreciate that you're not building libraries. You're building assembly halls. You're building community centers.
It's what makes the community the community. But, I want them to get out of the house. I think two of the biggest things we have done to help communities in recent years.
Okay. Parks.
Okay. Well, let's put all these together. Parks. And the parks aren't cookie cutter. Like the newest park down in Point of Rocks takes the history of Point of Rocks and puts it as a part of the park. It really will be nice.
What is the history of Point of Rocks? That is floods?
Well, it goes through the canal era. It does have a thing on the floods. Yeah, it's going to have an obelisk to show, you know, where the flooding has been over here, things like that.
Okay.
And the oversized gymnasiums that go into elementary schools give people in the community a place to go to play ball, stuff like that in the evenings. It really helps because that's actually part of the parks. And then the libraries that we have. You know, you could throw in schools as the idea that the towns, it brings people together. It really does.
Okay. We're going to leave on that. We have Councilman Jerry Donald here from Council District Number 1, and we open the phone lines. And you're welcome to call and make an inquiry or a question, and we hope he gets an answer. And, Jerry, you're all right with that, I hope?
I'm fine.
Okay, good. We left off with something. We really ended the River Board, and some things we talked about on break. These little houses. Tell me about these little houses on the prairie.
Okay, so Jessica Fitzwater, who represents District 4, and Bud Otis at large, came up with a bill that would try to add some affordable housing and also help with, you know, because sometimes older people don't want to completely, they want to downsize their home, but they don't want to move away from other, maybe, so things like that. So they've come up with a bill that would allow smaller houses with site plan approval in the county, and it would be on a property, and it will have reduced fees. But we'll have to see. Right now, the bill has been introduced. We had a workshop on it. We'll have to see what goes on at public hearing and things like that.
I wish you luck because the term that the county uses, the state uses, and everybody uses is affordable housing. I have come to believe there's no such thing. Affordable housing is anything that you can afford, and if you can't afford, it's not affordable. But in Frederick County, affordable housing or low-end housing is still in the couple hundred thousand dollar range. And that may sound, that's only a $200,000 home. But you've got to be making a decent salary to be able to make the payment. So we keep saying we want affordable housing, and then, you know, the salaries aren't here for that. So I caution people when you say affordable housing because the county is very happy with this North Market Street.
Well, but before I go too far, it's more of an issue, I think, for people to...
Downsize.
Like a downsize, an in-law kind of place, that sort of thing. I think that's where the market's going to
I could move my in-laws in now out of the tent that I have them in, so I could actually build a
shelter. They'd probably like that.
Well, they don't say much. Here's a question. Taxing stayed the same. Fire service is still yelling for more money, more people. So that hasn't changed. School board seems to be happy this week. I mean, now, I never put you in the position because you are a member of the school board. Not member. You're a member of the Freddie King school system.
Yeah, don't wish that on me.
No. I thought maybe after a couple of terms as councilman, you would want to be a school board.
No, thank you.
All right. But anyhow, be that as it may, what do you see the big problems coming up in the next terms? The next 4 years or so, as far as...
Well, growth's always an issue in Frederick County, you know, and dealing with growth. We have a huge number of houses in the pipeline, they mm-hmm. call it, if people don't understand that. A lot of... When you see things being developed, it doesn't mean it was just approved last week.
Right, exactly.
So we've got, I believe it's over 20,000 houses in the pipeline, and that's
But that could be there. Over the next 20
that
years.
That could be 20 years, right. Yeah, sure. Because the only really new housing we've approved is some stuff around Urbana that's 55 and older housing. Mm-hmm. We haven't done anything else, but people, you're still seeing, I think we had 1,900 houses built last year in Frederick County.
Isn't the average like 15 to 16? I mean, don't we always build that many? I thought
it was lower than that. I mean, it was really low during the recession, of course.
Sure, obviously.
I'm trying to think of the 10-year average. You may be right.
I think the average was
1,200 to 1,500.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But be that as it may, so that's going to always be a continuing problem. Do you see...
And there's an additional problem to that, because mm-hmm. a lot of the housing is going into kind of a wedge between Urbana and Newmarket in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to widen roads in that area. Deer Crossing Elementary School is going to be terribly overcrowded if we don't do something about that soon. And we're finishing up some new elementary schools now. But
Butterfly Ridge what's the other one called?
Sugarloaf. Yeah, and then we're going to have to do Urbana, because all the Urbana kids are going to move into Sugarloaf mm-hmm. and tear down Urbana Elementary School
and rebuild it.
I mean, they're very close to each other.
Good. And that's, well, that, of course, the population dictates that, and you don't have much of a choice there. Other than finding money for it.
You could, I mean, people talk about redistricting,
mm-hmm.
and I think the school board, again, I don't want to get into their job, but mm-hmm. they're planning to look at that overall, because you have to, but you have limits on that. I mean, you can't ship a kid an hour and a half each way with all the stops on it, because there's a lot more room in Sebillisville. You know, you just, even if you knock all the dominoes down and move everybody a little bit, you still got some issues, and there's only, and it's really, I mean, the overcrowding is in elementary schools right now. Middle schools are doing pretty well, but they'll have to look at it.
Sure, but when they move up,
I understand.
The council, you've been on 4 years. I see a lot of things I would like to make different for the council. I think the council's had their hands tied, they're tied. I wish you had more freedom.
Yeah.
To have you found that, you know, I know, although you're on, you know, you tend to vote with the majority. Do you still see that you're I don't know how to say it, that it makes sense. It feels like you're boxed in. You know, you can do this, but you can't do this.
That's the way the charter was written. They wrote it in such a way that
you have coming up. Don't you have amendments coming up to the charter?
Yeah, there's some. Yeah, that's interesting, because we talked about the river board and we talked about how many people were at the hearing and things like that. When we had all the different charter amendments that people have proposed, including some pretty major things, mm-hmm. like can we begin to move money in the budget instead of just cutting it, there was one nice gentleman there who spoke on all the issues, and that was it.
Wow.
I mean, it's kind of interesting what brings people out and what doesn't.
Whatever they emotionalize. I think that...
Definitely emotional issues bring a greater crowd than issues that are technical in nature. That's for certain.
Well, there's a text that I have to read to you. I won't tell you who it's from, but tell Jerry all the best high school football players from Middletown need to be redistricted to TJ. I will not divulge Jeff Hosinger's name on that. So,
well, he was.
I know. Yes, he.
He would have been on our football team at Middletown.
He couldn't have made it. Who said that? No, that's not fair.
Oh, my golly. He started for 4 years as a running back at TJ and got pounded for about 3 of them until they had a really good team around him by his senior year. I mean, he took a beating. He's a tough guy.
Well, I was thinking more that kind of makes up for understanding him much closer. Frank, you getting texts that we can ask Jerry?
Yes, and mentioning that.
I got a Jeff Holtzinger story for you.
I'm ready.
You like a Jeff Holtzinger story? So we played Little League together, right?
Mm-hmm. Where?
In Braddock.
Okay.
Back, I love to tell people this, back at a time when our Little League, we had a minor Little League, the county one,
mm-hmm.
in our lower level, was called the B League. We had two teams from Braddock Heights. Urbana was so small then, it combined with Araby to have one team.
Wow.
That's how much it's changed.
You're getting older, Jerry.
But Jeff would ride his bike, I think it was a single speed bike, up
Old Swimming Pool Road, down Deer Spring to where we practice Little League. And then he turned around, ride the thing back up Deer Spring Road and back. And if you know those roads, you are working some muscles just to get ready to play football.
It's like playing.
He took it seriously.
Driving youth around football. In Brunswick.
Or walking, knocking doors in Brunswick.
No, and his parents, it was done on purpose. All right. So anyhow, sorry about that, Jeff. 301-694-9363. Frank?
And you give out the number because this is your opportunity to talk to councilmen about any council issues. I wanted to ask you, I guess it's kind of connected to the affordable housing issue from the angle you were addressing it, and that's about the growth of seniors, the senior population in Frederick County. You've been doing some things, and the numbers look to me like I was surprised by the growth we anticipate in the not-too-distant future of baby boomers in Frederick County.
Yeah, that's what the
County.
Population trends say. The county executive, Jan Gardner, expanded senior citizen services up to a division level to try to deal with different issues. And we have single point sourcing now where if you go in and you talk to somebody, they're going to help you through all the different things. One of the concerns I had, we talked about tax issues a little bit ago, but one of the big tax we have in the county is the property tax, which is a tax on wealth, but you pay it with income. And it always concerned me that senior citizens often would see the value of their house go up while their income wasn't rising nearly as quickly or maybe even falling. So we got through, and I proposed legislation. I worked with Councilman DeLauder on it for a senior citizens tax credit that we got through this year. But we have a lot of programs for seniors. Especially the lower income level. So we're hoping that we can help those people, do well and stay in Frederick County.
Sounds good to me. Anything else, Frank, before we take a break, huh?
There's a text, and I don't know if this is related to the River Board issue or not. I don't know too much about what the texter is talking about, but if it makes sense to you, somebody would like you to be asked about, and I just lost the text.
What about about
easements.
Easements. Okay, easements are when you pay. You want the technical answer? Easements are when you pay somebody for the right to do or not do something on their property, like an easement to like if we have programs where we will pay you some money and you will plant trees on a property, and you've basically given us an easement. Or sometimes, a lot of times, you hear about easements for running water and sewer through. So I'm not really sure what they're wanting to ask me.
Yeah, if you text it in. Embellish your text a little bit, please, so we can...
Like if we had a sewer line going someplace, we would pay people to run the sewer line under their property, and then...
They pay an easement.
Yeah, they get paid money for it.
All right,
ask Councilman Donald if there's a specific guarantee provision in the plan banning the use of eminent domain to get land and easements. I don't know if that goes back to the River Board.
Yes.
Or not. Okay.
I think it would. In other words, if the farmer or the landowner disagreed with the riparian setback or whatever, would there be an opportunity for the county to say eminent domain? And just
there's always an. We don't do it. We say in the plan, we do all this. It's all voluntary.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think in the plan you can say I don't think you could even say it because it's eminent domain's a right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's up to right of the government. That sounds terrible to say, but it's a thing. We're not planning to use it.
Right.
But
there's nothing there to prohibit it so far.
No, but
please
tell
Jerry Donald, thank you for your service. Jerry Donald, thank you for your service. Take it. Donald, spend some time with us. He is now also a candidate for upcoming election. You decide you've lost your mind, that you need therapy, that you're going to run again.
I thought what I really wanted to do was go around and knock on people's doors and have a reason to do it. I thought, well, what do I need to do in my spare time? Let me raise some money, out a whole bunch of signs, that kind of stuff.
You said years ago that you were giving up some things you liked to do, like sports or things that you were playing. And now look at the exercise that you're...
That's true.
I mean...
You get a lot of walking. You get your steps in.
Yeah, well, that's true. You don't step right up to that. Here's the question I have. What would you like to see changed?
What would I like to see changed?
In charter government.
Oh, in charter government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I said this when we voted on some charter amendments, and we put a couple of, I'd say, more minor ones on the... Mm-hmm. on the ballot in November, and you can look at those. That one has to do with the county attorney and some things like that. But honestly, I don't want to change things yet.
for this reason. I don't know if the problems we've had are due to the charter or due to the personalities on the first in the first county government. There's just no way to judge it. So I think after this election, you know, the next group will be together, the council and the executive, and we'll have to see how it functions then. And if we have some of the same difficulties, then maybe we'll have to look at a charter amendment. But maybe we won't. Maybe we'll just find out it was the, you know, just happened to be the personalities mixed together in what we have right now. Now, I mean, people have complained about certain things, but I've not really had problems.
Tell me this, because you are the insider. Doesn't the council really get along? I mean, it sometimes I think media makes a lot more of it than it actually is. Don't you know? It seems to me like, although there's different opinions, that you basically all get along though.
Yeah, we've had our moments. I mean, I certainly have, but for the most part, people are. Even we don't say a whole lot to each other, we're amicable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there
some members I talk to more than others because that's the nature of, you know, personality.
Anything you wish you'd voted on differently now that you've been there for four years that you see has come back to...
Now, I tell you this. No, but I'll add this caveat. Mm-hmm. Every time I've been on the short end of a vote, I really hope I'm wrong. I hope the majority's right.
Okay, that's a good way to look.
So that's just the way I look at it.
Have you voted outside of... Now, we talked in the very first moment of the interview that partisan politics should not play into the council.
Yeah, but it does and it will.
But have you voted outside... No, because you and... you're a Democrat.
Yes.
Jessica Fitzwater, Democrat. MC Keegan Ayers, a Democrat. Mm-hmm. Have you voted opposite of those two?
Yeah.
Okay, because
you get an image that everybody votes, that's not even that way. We vote, I think even on some of the charter amendments we were voting on the other night, we didn't all vote together.
Yeah, not that you have to or don't, but I think people need to know that. Even though you're Democrats, it doesn't mean you all think alike. And
no. Sometimes, I mean, you'd have to look, we do hundreds of votes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people want to categorize it, it's always 4-3 this or 4-3 that, but that's not really so.
Is it time-consuming being a county council member?
It's as time-consuming as you want it to be. If you want to go in, if you want to go into the office and you want to answer all the stuff that you get, if you want to be involved, if you want to write bills, that's time-consuming. If you want to get out and meet with the public and have your town halls, that's time-consuming. If you're elected and you don't want to do that and you want to just show up on Tuesdays, you can do that too.
Underpaid or overpaid?
Depends on if you're going in there once a week or if you're actually out meeting people.
That's a good political answer, Jerry. That's very good.
Okay, honestly, I don't want this to sound too bad, but if we make decisions that are worth millions of dollars.
Without question. Right? That affects people's lives.
It affects people's lives. And you're going to have to look. I mean, I don't want to change it. I have a second job, but really, in this job, you either have to be retired. Mm-hmm. Or it's a second job.
Exactly.
It's one or the other.
Exactly.
You're not going to get by on $22,500 a year, you know, and do all the things you should do as a member of the county council. And there is a risk you take in the long run if you underpay public officials. I think we have a good group of people now. I'm not concerned whether it's partisan, nothing with partisanship, okay?
No, you're just saying if they have
But if you really underpay people that make huge decisions, in the long run, you're going to invite somebody at one point who's going to be corrupt.
And that's true, that's without question, because they're going to have to make it up somewhere.
Yeah.
And what we're going to be talking about lots of things.
Let me ask you one last question.
Go ahead, Frank.
And that would be, as you represent one particular segment of Frederick County District 1, any local issues that are real big in population centers of Brunswick, Myersville, Urbana?
Yeah, in the Jefferson, Brunswick, Burkittsville area, a huge issue has been a lack of playing fields. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have teams that are running down in Montgomery County in the fall. So we are building a huge new park. It's a regional park called Othello. That is in between Jefferson, Burkittsville, and Brunswick.